I need a caramel macchiato to make it a grande. A double shot espresso, extra whip on a latte. A tazzo passion or a green shake and iced tea. And while you're at it, heat up a muffin for me.
When two Starbucks opened on Spring Garden Road, some independent coffee shops in the area went out of business. This may be the fate of some shops in Hydrostone Market. The Hydrostone Coffee Shop opened up yesterday. Owner Patrick Doherty knew before he moved in that Starbucks would be next door, but he's willing to take a chance.
I don't really feel as if we're selling the same products. I'm trying to carry on that non-corporate feel, which Starbucks gives off.
Tony Mitledge rents the space to Starbucks. He thinks it'll add to the community.
It's a vibrant area already, the Hydrostone, and I think with the Starbucks here, it'll just make it that much more vibrant. And as a tenant perspective and being a landlord, they're going to be a great tenant. But more importantly for the community, they draw a higher end clientele.
Across the street, Brent Campaign works at Julian's French Bakery. He hopes people won't be drawn by the cheap dazzle of Starbucks.
Well, people flock to like familiarity and a brand is that, like a successful brand, which is Starbucks.
Just down the road is Humanity Cafe. It's a new addition to the Supernatural Health Store. The cafe offers organic teas, coffee, and meals. Owner Namat Sobani isn't bothered by Starbucks.
At Humanity Cafe, the coffee names may be the same as Starbucks, but the taste is totally different. Starbucks, their coffees are chemically prepared, chemically processed, and roasted. They live in daylights out of their coffee, and our coffee is organic, fair trade. So our customers and Starbucks customers are not the same. The people who are globally conscious and care about the environment and care about what they put into their body, they are customers of Humanity Cafe and Supernatural. If we didn't have the bad one, the good one wouldn't really stand out. So if Starbucks is beside us, then I think they would make us shine even more because people will notice the difference.
And even further down the road is the Italian Market on Yonge Street. Ron Marks has been the owner for 13 years. He isn't worried about Starbucks moving in either.
Well, national chains add fat. They can add up to 7% fat in their coffee bean. That's why you see a real shiny bean. That's fat as volume, so that volume actually brings more money to the bottom line. In our case, we don't add that to our coffee bean. I think it's the reasoning behind why they're doing it, not because of the taste, but it's more because they can make more money in the bottom lines. Bring it on. I think we have a superior product. I really do. And I don't think it's going to hurt us at all.
The Italian Gourmet has something Starbucks doesn't: cheaper prices. It seems most Hydrostone businesses are looking forward to Starbucks opening. Lyndon Lydon opened up the Caribbean Twist restaurant last May. He wants more exposure.
So for me, the more people that's drawn to the area, the better for business.
For the Radio Room, I'm Lee Park.
White chocolate soy milk mocha. Don't make it too hot, because I don't want to choke. I want something else. Wait a second or three. Yeah, I'll pump.